their eyes trained on his face. I sent some emails. How did you know about Agrimax? Did Jim Banion give you those email addresses, Matthew? The second man laid a hand on Matt's shoulder. He was tall and beefy, with an acne-scarred face and a football player's thick neck. Answer our questions, boy. What do you mean? Matt stiffened as the man backed him into the cold gray wall of the handball court. About Agrimax. It's a food company, a conglomerate. Was this some kind of a test? Why did Princeton want to know about his research on feeding the hungry? How had they found out what he was doing? Agrimax is one of the world's top three suppliers of food, Matt rattled off, breathless and nervous, feeling like he was at a Scholar Bowl competition. They have a global network of growers, processors, and retailers. They own hundreds of smaller companies, and they... Who gave you access to the Agrimax mainframe? The beefy man's grip tightened on Matt's shoulder. Was it Jim Banion? The blond man shoved him hard into the wall. His shoulders hit the concrete, and he gasped. Answer me, kid. Addresses for the Agrimax executives? No, I got those myself. I opened a database, but not the mainframe. I don't hack, sir. I would never break into anyone's private computer system. You can tell Princeton that I... You're writing a term paper. Where did you get your information? How do you know that? Did you hack me? We're doing the asking. Now, who told you about Agrimax? The genetic developments... The Terminator genes, the cloning. It's all on the internet. Anybody can... Do you know Jim Banion? Yes, sir. He has a ranch near Hope. He used to work for Agrimax before he retired. And what information did he give you? Matt stared down at the cone in his hand. The vanilla ice cream was oozing between the cracks in the chocolate shell and running onto his fingers. You're from Princeton, right? Yeah, right. The blond man smirked at his companion. Hey, maybe he's not so bright after all. Now, look, kid. Somebody downloaded a lot of data from the Agrimax mainframe. Technology. Patented information, secret formulas. Was that you? I told you I would never shut up and answer the questions. The beefy guy grabbed a handful of Matt's hair and yanked his head to one side. Matt jerked in pain and his cone fell to the ground. Who has the information? Matt's mouth went dry. Think, think. Answer me, kid. I don't have it. Who does? The scarred face came closer. Does a Banion have it? I don't have it, I promise. With a roar of anger, the man grabbed Matt's shirt, swung him away from the wall, and then hurled him full force into it. His head smashed against the concrete. The sky flashed a brilliant white. His knees buckled, and the shining light faded to blackness. I'm starving. The familiar bulk of a teenager leaning into Cole Strong's refrigerator could be only one person. Hey, Billy, Cole said as the kitchen door banged shut behind him. Josephina made tamales yesterday. Zap yourself a few of those. Thanks, Mr. Strong. A celery stick in his mouth, Billy Younger straightened with a plateful of tamales and a jug of milk. He nudged the refrigerator door shut with his heel as he headed for the microwave oven. Cole set his Stetson on the counter and reached for an apple from the bowl. He had been plowing since lunch. The spring had been unusually wet for southeastern New Mexico, and now, in early May, he was behind. Billy took the steaming tamales out of the microwave. A couple of college bigwigs were at school today, wanting to talk to Matt, probably trying to convince him to skip